Time for Fit Life Radio. I'm Jimmy Page. Mark Twain once said that the best way to cheer yourself up is to cheer somebody else up. Unfortunately, in America, we live in a self-centered culture. It's all about me, my purpose, my stuff, my life. After all, I deserve it. We often wonder why people don't give us better service. Why don't they let me merge into the lane? Can't they see that I'm in a hurry? This is not just a me generation. It's me America. And while there's no I in team, there is a great big I and me in America. Sometimes we get so focused on our own situation that we miss out on huge opportunities to bless others. But that's not God's way of doing life. His way puts the needs of others before our own. In Philippians 2:3, Paul tells us to do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Living a fit life means that you're focused on others first. Can you even imagine the impact that would have on our families, our churches, or on our neighborhoods? If we could just do this one thing, marriages would be saved, kids would fulfill their potential, schools would be places of learning and respect, and that's just for starters. Isn't it time to consider others as better than ourselves? Live a fit life. Come on, you can do this. This Fit Life Radio segment is brought to you by the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. For more information, visit the website fcahealthandfitness.org.